Safe and fun for the whole family. 88.9 Shine FM. Every Wednesday, we check in with Kimberly Eckert, psychologist, founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a great topic for September with back to school and helping parents to help their young children with separation anxiety. So we're going to wrap that up today.
Yes. So today I'm just going to provide a few additional parenting suggestions and thoughts, especially in those moments when big feelings arrive, which is really common when young children are learning the skill of separating from their parent. So at any stage of the process, so it could be at home, could be at drop-off, could be end of the day, but usually it's at home or at drop-off, your child may begin to cry, to cling to you, to become excessively controlling or aggressive. And these are really hard moments. And I just want to reframe them for parents so that you understand that this is not personal, but your child's deep instincts to elicit a response from you to take action and remove the threat. So this is hardwired into them. And the threat for them is being left at school. So the child just wants to feel better again. In their developing mind, that seems like a really good idea. They can't see the bigger picture of the good that will happen at school. Your child is not acting in this way to upset or manipulate you. Okay. And that is, I think, a real important message for parents to hold in their mind in these really big feeling moments. And then number two, children this age don't know how to calm themselves down in the moment, and they are dependent on you to help them feel more safe and secure. They may have no idea what's really making them so anxious, so asking why won't help. So why are you crying? Why are you upset again? We had a great day at school. None of that is going to be useful in these moments, but tempting. I get it. Why we as parents, because we're starting to have our own anxiety about how we're going to manage this moment. But what will help is to move into, again, that calm, soothing tone. I see, honey, that you're having a really hard time. We'll work through this together. Let's see what's new in your classroom. Let's ask your teacher what's going to happen today. Hey, look, there's your buddy. He wants to play trucks with you again today. So again, asking your child to calm down, stop crying, enough of this shenanigans, may be tempting, but won't be helpful. Remember, your child can't do this alone. They need your help to organize their feelings.
I don't think the terms calm down has ever helped anybody in the history of the world calm down.
Ever. I know. Absolutely, Mike. And then number three, it can be particularly exacerbating when your distressed child resists your attempts to soothe or calm. So stay tuned into your own emotions. And again, you might have to do some of your own soothing of your body and your emotions when your child is not finding it easy to be soothed. And then number four, it may sometimes be less emotionally charged if another trusted adult does the drop-off. So there is a reason that we say it takes a village to raise a child. So it can be really helpful to send your child with a grandparent, a neighbor, an older sibling. Those kinds of things can work really well to make this easier for your child to make the transition. And number five, some kids will melt down at pickup. This is less often, but it still can happen. And remember, it's because you are their safest human on the planet. And so they can show their true emotions with you. So it could be that they just need some time to let all their frustration and anxiety that they have been managing all day at school to let it rip. Gotcha. So this is developmentally common. It is helpful to be, again, that strong, calm other who can give them lots of love and remind them that together you will get through this learning curve of, yes, learning to separate is safe.
Some really good information today and throughout the whole month there. Thank you very much, Kimberly. New topic, of course, next week, but we'll wrap up here with a little intro to Eckerd Center for anybody that may not know.
Yes, so we have two locations in North and South Calgary, and our website is well-equipped to educate you on the services we offer. We have learning intervention programs for children with learning disabilities and ADHD and autism spectrum. We also provide counseling services to all age groups, and we do psychoeducational assessments. If you've gotten through September and you are still concerned about your child's ability to separate from you, we have two terrific child therapists here at our North location, Harlene Tour and Kimberly Calhoun. And then in the South location, we have Ashley Shaw. So again, reach out, let us know how we can help you make this transition to the new school year.
Awesome. EckerdCenter.com for more information. And of course, every week, Kimberly blesses somebody in our Shine family with a free initial visit. That's going to go to who today?
Let's go with caller number 3 today.
Caller 3, 403-276-8888. We'll get you set up with that. Thank you again, Kimberly, and I guess we'll talk to you in October.
Sounds wonderful. Have a great day.
You too.